FM and 96.9 FM.
Live and local.
This is Newsmaker 2.
And at 8:23, we're pleased to be joined by Autumn Irwin of Corner House. The agency's got big activities coming up on September 11th.
Autumn, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you today?
I'm well. How are you?
Good. Well, glad to have you on board with us here this morning. Let's talk about Recovery in the Park, which, as mentioned, is coming up September 11th. Before we talk about the list of activities that you've got planned, let's talk about really what's come together so that this event can take place on the 11th.
Okay. So this is our second annual Recovery in the Park, and it is an event that is basically we put it together to educate the community, to bring support for individuals who have been affected by substance use, and even for anybody that, you know, either suffers from the disease of addiction or knows somebody that they care for and love and just want to come together and support them.
All right, so where exactly will the event be held, Autumn?
It will be at Peter Pan Park Arbor at the intersection of like West Kansas Avenue and South Neosho Street.
Okay. What exactly do you have coming up here for Recovery in the Park?
Okay. So we will have lunch will be provided. Fanestil's Meats has obviously donated, and they do that annually. And so we will have lunch provided. It's free lunch. There's going to be some face painting for kids. We've got some local bands. We've got Carving Canyons, who will perform at 11 o'clock. Twisted Dragon, who will perform at noon. And All From Nothing, who will perform at 1 o'clock. So that's kind of where we're taking it at this point.
Boy, it sounds like a lot of a fun to be had, but at the same time, really highlighting what Corner House is all about. Let's talk about the Corner House mission, which has really been filling a vital niche here in the community for quite some time.
Yes, yes. It has. We are just closing up our 45th year, of business and how we've been contributing to the community. So we're ready to start year 46, and we're excited to bring this to the community and continue to educate those individuals.
So exactly, who do you serve, Autumn?
Who do we serve? We serve Lyon County and the surrounding seven counties.
Okay.
Which goes to include like Morris County, Chase County, Greenwood County, Franklin County, Osage County, and I believe there's one or two more.
Yeah, you've got quite an area that you serve. And as far as the individuals, are you dealing with basically any kind of substance abuse? Is that what you're looking at?
Yep. Yes, we do any type of substance use, alcohol, marijuana, methamphetamines, cocaine, heroin, you name it. You know, I was talking to Rod, who's my executive director, just the other day, and we had talked about how methamphetamines is kind of our number one at this point. Second is alcohol, and third for this past year has been marijuana. So that's just kind of, you know, just letting the community know kind of what the need is based on the substances that are being abused in our community. So,
Autumn, you may not have any stats available with you on this, but I wanted to just ask you, have you seen an increase in the need here over the last 2 years due to COVID-19?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. And, you know, what we've noticed is last year, this is something that Rod and I were talking about. Last year, number one was methamphetamines, number two was marijuana, and now alcohol has actually kicked marijuana to third. So alcohol is actually becoming more prevalent in this community. And a lot of people, and that's the disadvantage to alcohol, is a lot of people don't realize that just because alcohol is legal, that it can't, you know, it can be abused. And alcohol is the leading killing substance, and so therefore, you know, a lot of people, you know, they're like, oh, alcohol's legal, so it's okay. But in all reality, alcohol is very detrimental to a lot of individuals. I mean, to the community, to society. Just because it's legal doesn't mean that it can't be harmful.
Autumn, do you serve, you know, with your services inpatient and outpatient? Is that how that works there?
We specifically do outpatient.
Okay. Understood.
So at one point in time, we did reintegration, and I believe that, unfortunately, we had to move on past reintegration, which was in 2014.
Autumn, for folks that don't know, what are some of the different, I don't want to say what are some of the different ways, but what are really the goals that you have here for the clients that you do indeed serve?
Our main goal is to educate, ultimately. You know, a lot of the time, people look at treatment and they think that, you know, they have this whole mental dynamic that treatment, you're going to walk in and it's going to be like going to a doctor's office, where our main goal for the facility is to educate individuals, because we feel that the more knowledge that we have with substance use and that we can offer to the client, the more that they are to combat and address this disease. So, I mean, there's certain things like medically assisted treatment and the more education that we bring together with both of these, the higher the chances are that they can combat the disease.
Now, are most of the patients referred to you, Autumn?
Yes.
Okay.
The majority of them are typically legally in trouble in the legal aspect. They've got charges. Sometimes their kids have been taken away from them. Sometimes, you know, a doctor is actually working with them, has discovered that they need some type of treatment, and so they can be referred over to us. And then there's some individuals that actually are self-referred. So the chances of self-referral, unfortunately, isn't as high as somebody who's legally mandated. However, it is possible.
Okay. Well, Autumn, let's talk again about Recovery in the Park. What's going to be taking place, and how people can be part of this coming up on the 11th?
All right. So the venue starts at 10:30. We have live bands that are going to perform. Carving Canyons is going to perform at 11 o'clock, Twisted Dragon at noon, and All for Nothing at 1 o'clock. And there will be a free lunch and some face painting and just some activities and just a moment for fellowship within the community.
And that is at Peter Pan Park, Saturday, September 11th. Well, Autumn, thanks for your time this morning. We appreciate it.
Thank you. Have a wonderful day.
Good you to too. Talk to you. Autumn Irwin with Corner House, their Recovery in the Park event, Chuck, Saturday, September 11th.
All right, and if you'd like to be part of the morning show slate of interviews, be sure to reach out to us at 342-1400 or email